Thank you. And that sweet and stylish music played in our studio by a group called the Stingrays, who are Max Newman, the guitarist, and Stuart Kenny, the bass player, and Rodney Miller, the violinist. And before we bring them in for a little conversation, I want to give out an email address that will be relevant to several things we say. It's falladyofthelake@gmail.com. Lady of the Lake is a camp that we'll be talking about, so this is simply falladyofthelake@gmail.com. So when we talk about a concert tonight, a house concert, or the weekend activity, that is the way you reach them. But the way we reach these people is just to have them lean into the microphone and have a conversation. Rodney Miller, is this kind of your band? Did you start the Stingrays way back when?
Band. I can't exactly own it, but yeah. It's primary band, yes.
Sure, yeah. Were either the other two in the original band, or has it changed a little over the years?
It's changed over the years. Yeah. This is my current band, and we've been going for about 5 years now.
That's nice. Rodney Miller, the fiddle player who was playing those nice tunes. And so we go to you, Stuart Kenny, who has, I think, been with the band for a while, haven't you?
Absolutely. I'm a founding member of Stingrays, and it's such an honor to be here in Spokane this weekend.
Nice. And then Max, you're the newbie, aren't you?
I'm the young guy in the band.
Yeah, the young guy.
We're sort of a three-generation band here. And all of us got together playing in New England.
You were in the original band, too.
Yeah, but these guys have played together for a long time before me, and I grew up listening to their music. So for me, it's a band playing with some of my heroes.
Nice. And you are from New England. You're all from Massachusetts, I think.
This is Rodney speaking, and I was from New Hampshire, but in the last couple of years, I moved out to Port Townsend, Washington.
So you're our neighbor
Washington
now.
Washington State now.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome place.
So this is kind of that standard thing that a band forms in one place, and then people move, but the band has enough together that you just get together and play, right?
Yes, it's a common thing, because we have two others we add into the band for a five-piece, and they're from Ohio and Indiana, so they fly to gigs, and we meet up and play.
Yeah, nice. Okay, well, how do you describe when you run into somebody downtown? They say, "Well, what kind of music do you play? Do you have a name for what you play, or do you just say, hey, we play music?'"
I just say we play New England fiddle music.
Oh, okay.
There's a big connection to the dance, which we can talk about, contra dancing, which is New England style of dancing. But it draws in a lot of elements, so it can be tricky to define, especially.
Sure.
Depending on nuance you want to be. But New England fiddle music is what we do, sure.
It's a potpourri of styles. It's Irish, Scottish, French, Canadian, Southern American old time. And we'll be playing some of that mix in the concert tonight, the house concert.
Sure. And so what makes it New England is simply the amalgam of all those styles?
Yes, and it's a very rhythmical fiddle style. It's a lot of bow work, a lot of... drag on the bow, a lot of echo bowings, I call them, with a little up.
Care to show us any of that stuff as you talk about it?
In some of the music we're about to play, but
okay,
people can hear there's a little bit more complex sound than a single bow on a single note happening.
Yeah, because that might be, if one were to criticize some fiddle playing, that it is so relatively uninteresting compared to other violin playing, because it is just one bow movement per note and doesn't have those nuances.
Yeah, well, this is a complex sound that is developed over the years from playing in New England dance halls, town halls, wooden floors with dirt from the dancers' feet.
And maybe I think you're too modest to talk about it, so we'll ask Max or Stuart to talk about it. Is Rodney an inheritor of that tradition, or is he maybe somebody who's furthered that tradition?
Well, as the young guy, I'll talk about the way it's influenced me. This is Max. Rodney's playing he's covered a lot of ground in his playing, and the New England Chestnuts albums are certainly something that I talk to people about, and my own experience really established an idea of the idea that there is a New England fiddle style. And Rodney also opened it up just a few years later with an album that I was just listening to in the car, and I thought, oh yeah, this would be kind of nice to revisit. And I think, whoa, actually, this doesn't sound like something that has been around for a while. It could have come out this year, which is an album called Airplane that that Rodney did. And he recently was the New Hampshire Artist Laureate. So it's nice to see other people recognizing that too. But when we travel around, certainly people know Rodney's fiddling. And Stuart's been a big part of that too on the bass from the rhythm section side. And I see that too traveling around, the influence of both of these guys.
Nice. Well, let's hear this New England fiddle style. You have another tune for us. What's the name of the tune you're about to do?
It's actually a medley. The first one reaches more into the New England history of dance music. It's called McQuillan's Squeeze Box, after Bob McQuillan, who was a National Heritage Award winner. He's now passed away, but he passed his legacy on. And that was written by Ralph Page, a contra dance caller from the 1930s and 40s. So it was written in the 40s for Bob McQuillan and the band that was current for Ralph Page. Then we go into a Bob McQuillan original tune called Old Time Quadrille, and followed by another Bob McQuillan march called the Multnomah March.
Perfect. Well, let's hear it. Right now in the studio, the group the group String Rays. Thank you. From the studio, a nice group of New England fiddle tunes played by the Stringrays, who are the violinist, fiddle player Rodney Miller, the bass player, and I think later banjo player Stuart Kenny, and the guitarist Max Newman. They're playing a house concert tonight at 7 o'clock, and the way house concerts usually work is you sign up for them, and then you're told where it is. And so, once again, I'm going to give out that email address. It's falladyofthelake@gmail.com. falladyofthelake@gmail.com. If you're interested in that 7 o'clock house music concert, I think they have a few seats available for that. And if you happen to be interested in the Lady of the Lake Dance Camp, which goes on from Friday through Sunday at Camp in Sidson on Lake Coeur d'Alene, then you're certainly welcome to use that email to sign up for that and get all the information about that. So we have this band here, and now we do have a banjo picked up here. So, Stuart, why don't you talk while Rodney does a little bit of tuning there? And so are you originally a bass player that moved to banjo or the other way around?
The other way around. I started on banjo as a young man, and then I switched to bass in my teens.
Okay.
And,
there's all this versatility among folk musicians. Do you play other fretted and non-fretted instruments?
Yeah, a little bit, but pretty much at the house. I play these two instruments out at the gigs.
Okay. And about your life, are you able to make your life with music, or do you have a day job?
I've been playing music full-time for 25 years and playing all over the country with various bands that include these fine gentlemen up here. And Rodney and I played in a band called Air Dance for a lot of years, and it's been quite a fun career playing beside these gentlemen.
Nice. And are you able to do a fair amount of that without leaving home? Do you have a pretty good scene within a 50-mile radius of your house?
It's a great scene close by. I live out in western Massachusetts, about 2 hours west of Boston.
Oh, okay, near Tanglewood or more or less?
Yeah, sort of more central.
Okay.
And there's an incredible contra dance scene that this band has played at many times in the Greenfield Guiding Star Grange Hall. And for 30 years plus, we've all been jamming at that room and making it sort of a mecca over there in New England.
Nice. Well, let's play another tune, and then after that we'll find out a little bit more about Max. What do you got for another tune?
Well, we have a tune called Deep Six, and it is for my dear friend, Will Fielding, who, he's my banjo builder, and he built this incredible six-string banjo for me, and we recently learned this tune. I taught it to the bandmates, and we've recorded it on our CD that's just about to come out.
Nice.
So it's called Deep Six for Will Fielding.
We're in the studio. Let's enjoy. Thank you. In our studio, Deep Six, played by the Stingrays, including Stuart Kenny playing banjo there, kind of leading it off, along with Max Newman, the guitarist, and then the fiddle player Rodney Miller joined in on this. And so, Max, let's talk about you. You mentioned the three generations of this band and growing up listening to these people. Tell me about growing up and the music you played as a kid.
So I grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska, and my dad played fiddle music. So in Fairbanks, the contra dance scene was an important one, and if you played some fiddle music, then you kind of got roped into it. So for a while, I would be going with him to the band practices and sitting and reading a book totally uninterested, and then I would go to the dance, and I would sit and read a book totally uninterested. And then at a certain point, I was 11 or 12, it kind of clicked, and I said, okay, I kind of want to get involved in all of this. And it had been around me my whole life, basically. So I started playing music, and I started dancing a lot. And, of course, both inform each other a lot.
Did age and girls influence this?
You know, that could have had something to do with it. To be totally honest.
Yeah. But when you say playing, were you playing guitar or?
I was playing some guitar. Mm. Played a little bit of piano, which is a really great dance instrument, which I don't play much now. But I was experimenting a lot. I mean, I did my time on a little electric guitar.
Well, of course, you did.
We had it all, and then I met these guys. When they came up to Alaska to do some dance camps like the one we're going to mm-hmm. do this weekend, a lot of different communities all over the country sort of have a once a year event where they bring in the big name band from out of town. And so I met these guys that way. Stuart invited me to go stay at his house and come dance at the Guiding Star Grange. And I was going to school in Boston.
Which school?
I went to Harvard. Mm-hmm. Did my time there. And I knew that there was a lot of music and dance in the Boston area, so that was an attractive thing, although Harvard wasn't too bad either. So that kind of got me sucked out into that neck of the woods, into the Northeast. And I've spent a lot of time dancing at and playing at all the little dance halls all over those states.
And so now you make your life and living there.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. And I'm involved in a lot of dancing, as well as a lot of playing music. It's pretty gratifying. It's an amazing scene, and amazing that you can travel all over the country to do this thing that most people haven't heard of.
Yeah. Max Newman, the guitar player. And yes, he does refer to the Lady of the Lake Dance Camp, which is a venerable thing that happens around here every fall. And if you're interested in that this weekend, you go to the website, falladyofthelake@gmail.com, and go there, and you can find out all the information there. You can also sign up for tonight's house music concert here in Spokane at 7 o'clock. So we got a final tune to pull us into that. What do we got?
Well, we're going to play a novelty tune.
Oh, good.
Sort of invite you to come to the house concert tonight. We'll be playing a number of things like this, a little odd of the genre. This tune is called The American Polka. It was made famous and was a top hit on a wax cylinder in 1913. By the playing of a button accordion player named John Kimmel, who ran a saloon in Brooklyn, New York, and was recorded by the Edison Company. And I'm proud to say that we've kept that hit alive to this very day. It's still a hit.
Yeah, our wax cylinder is coming out very soon.
I would hope so. Okay, here they are, the Stingrays. Thank you. Wow, there we go. The String Rays and that great tune at the end. What was the name of that again?
The American Polka.
The American Polka, of course. And if you play that for dancing, then at the end you get to watch him really move out. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. What a great treat to have the three of you. This band, the String Rays, Max Newman, the guitarist, Stuart Kenny playing banjo and bass, and Rodney Miller, the fiddle player. And once again, that website, that email address is falladyofthelake@gmail.com to either sign up for tonight's 7 o'clock concert or the Lady of the Lake dance camp this weekend. So great to hear you all.